Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this time of evening prayer. Well, the big news today, we're heading out of lockdown. How are you feeling about it? In our family bubble, there was a slightly mixed response. We've grown used to our routine, having lunch together, really enjoyed spending more time together overall. My youngest is now a strong advocate of homeschooling and has gone into a slight decline. But this is, of course, good news, and we have, I think, been blessed in so many ways by our geographical location, by wise government, and by a community that has worked together. It has been amazing, hasn't it, to be a family of a team of 5 million people. And we have a lot to thank God for. So let's praise him tonight. Let us turn to prayer. Etaphana, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship and praise the God whose love for us endures forever. Amen. Amen. In the words of Psalm 118, we celebrate God's love. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Amen, amen. Lord, you are our strength and our defence, our salvation. We proclaim with all your people, your love endures forever. Praise the Lord. So, the reading for tonight is one that will be very familiar to CB Whānau because Tim preached on this very passage 2 Sundays ago. And I guess I chose this partly because it was Mother's Day yesterday and because there's a line in it that really intrigues me. So it's from Luke chapter 2. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. And after the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they didn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting in among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and man. It's likely that most of us can remember at least one time like this in our lives. Perhaps it was just a moment of terror, of frantic fear. Maybe it was much, much longer. When I think about this, the first thing that comes to mind are the 10 longest minutes of my life, when I lost my youngest daughter, Rose, who was then 4 years old, in a department store. It was the old Decca on the square, for those of you who remember it. I was at the checkout, and when I turned around, she was gone. Within moments, everyone in the shop was looking for her, and I was filled with an icy calm as I walked up and down the aisles calling for her. It wasn't until she appeared, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, in the doorway of the shop, that I fell completely apart. She'd had a delightful time exploring the shop next door and was completely taken aback by her mother falling to her knees and sobbing with relief. Now, when that cheerful four-year-old is a fully grown-up adult who has had a full life of adventures, thinking nothing of travelling to unfamiliar parts of the world or taking on the most unexpected jobs or skydiving, I'm very grateful she never tells me about these things until afterwards. I look back and see that episode as part of the whole of who she is, an adventurous spirit. Of course, not all moments of fear have such a swift resolution or such a clear interpretation. But when I read this reading, I focus in on just one line. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. That's the second time in Luke's gospel that we hear this. Jesus' disappearance at age 12 made no sense at all at the time. I imagine that for Mary, that much of what happened in Jesus' life also didn't make sense at the time. And no time more so than when she stood at the foot of the cross and watched not just the hopes of Israel die, but the hopes of her own life crumble to dust. The angel had made a promise to her. Throughout her pregnancy, she had proclaimed the greatness of God, had been possessed by a prophetic spirit to announce the plan of God through her son. And now this, her baby boy, gone. She had to wait 3 terrible days for it all to make sense. There are a lot of things that happen in our lives, some of which we may never understand this side of heaven. There's a lot happening now that will only make sense in hindsight. But here's the promise. God's love endures forever. And if we treasure this truth in our hearts, and if we can step out in faith, not always knowing what is ahead, but trusting in that love, then, well, his strength and his love will never, ever fail us. So let's continue to praise our Lord tonight. My friends, we are in the presence of the eternal God. Lord, we thank you tonight for your everlasting love, for the work you have done and are doing in our lives. Thank you for every blessing you have poured out upon us. And we remember tonight the times in our lives when hardships seemed incomprehensible. And we thank you that, unseen, you are opening up new pathways in our lives, opening our hearts to new levels of trust, trust in you and understanding of you. We pray tonight for our country, Lord. We pray for safety as we move into a new way of living together. And for ourselves and for our church, we ask, Lord, that one day the lessons we have learned through this lockdown will blossom in ways we cannot yet imagine. We pray that we ourselves may be transformed in your service. We pray that our church will be made more fully in your likeness. Lord, we thank you for the people we have relied on during this time. We thank you for everyone in our bubble. Everyone who has stayed in contact to cheer our days, whether it's by Zoom or by phone, and we ask a blessing on them. We thank you and we pray a special blessing on all essential workers, from medical professionals to supermarket workers, from our government to our local courier drivers. We thank you for our farmers who have worked to feed our nation. Lord, these people have been a blessing to us. May your blessings pour on them and on their families. And we, Lord, we pray for all who are thinking creatively about how this experience might change our world for the better. We ask you to inspire their imaginations. We ask you that you will breathe life into transformative possibilities, that you will raise up leaders who may enable us to be a more just and equitable society. We pray for your church and for church leaders everywhere, that they may be open to new ways of being your family on the earth. And so, Lord, eternal Father, we thank you now for all that is good, for our creation and our humanity, for the stewardship you have given us of this beautiful earth, for the gifts of life and of one another, for your love which is unbounded and eternal, for all the blessings of this night. Praise and glory to you now and forevermore. Amen. And so I'd invite you now to join in with me in saying together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I will lie down in peace and take my rest, for it is in God alone that I dwell unafraid. My friends, let us bless the earth maker, the pain bearer, the light giver. Let us praise and exalt God above all forever. May God's name be praised beyond the furthest star, glorified and exalted above all forever. Be present, Spirit of God, within us, your dwelling place and home, that this house may be one where all darkness is penetrated by your light, all troubles calmed by your peace, all evil redeemed by your enduring love. And we pray all these things in your holy name. Amen. Well, God bless my friends. We have much to look forward to. I hope the next few days are productive as you prepare for the new normal. And I look forward to praying together with you again tomorrow night. God bless.